welcome. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and this is Being Your Destiny. Welcome again. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And this episode is very important for increasing your sales. It'll tell you something very simple to do, that if you have a website up and you're doing sales from it, that you will improve your sales by using this technique. It is a age-old proven technique that has as many offline application as online applications, and it's just got better up to and easier to do online. So I want to make sure that you're taking advantage of it and you're implementing it in all of your sales. If you're a multi-level marketer, you're an affiliate marketer, you're selling your own products, you're a local business online, whatever you are, it doesn't matter. This technique is the biggest thing you can do, the easiest thing you can do to increase your sales right now. In fact, if you're online, you'll be able to start putting this into action in about 2 minutes after I get you into the right spot on to make it happen. Okay? So pay attention, because you want to do this, and whether you use the tools I give you or not, that's up to you. But the bottom line is, you need to find a way to do this to increase your sales. But before we get going, special request, please go to WayneScherrerShow.com, click the the Facebook like button in the upper left-hand corner of WayneScherrerShow.com, and I really appreciate you doing that. And now it's time to make you more sales from your existing traffic, okay? Of course, you can boost your sales by getting more visitors, but there are always things you can do to increase your sales with your existing visitors. So let's take a look at that right now. What is it? What is the biggest thing you can do to increase your sales conversion in 2 minutes after you discover exactly what to do? Well, if you own a website or you sell things from a website, then you should be doing exactly what Kmart, Walmart, any grocery store, any department store, virtually any store that's been in business any amount of time is doing. You can do it too. And it costs you nothing. In fact, it will make you money, and you're gonna wonder in a moment why I say this is making you money, because your initial reaction is it's going to lose you money. And that's why so many people fail to do it, because they don't see the big picture. Okay? And you can do this in your multi-level marketing. You can do this in your affiliate marketing. You can do this in any of your marketing, online or off. Okay? So I'm focusing on the online stuff here right now. But the basic strategy applies online or off. It doesn't matter. Okay? So wake up to this and listen in closely, because I want you to get more customers, to be able to reach your fine products to more people. And to do that, you have to make more sales. And this is just one way to get more people coming to your website, making more sales with the existing people, so that you can afford to do more advertising and get more people. So what is it? What is the biggest conversion factor that you can use right now? Any guesses? Do I hear anybody? What are your answers? Okay. The word would be scarcity, okay? Scarcity. Anything involving scarcity, and I'm talking about real scarcity. Of course, you can use fake scarcity only once usually, but I am not recommending that. I am going to tell you how to use real scarcity no matter where you are in your business. Putting scarcity into your sales process changes everything for you and the buyer, because you can literally separate the buyers from the visitors much faster. Okay? Understand that? Does that make sense? If they're a true buyer and they see the scarcity and the urgency to take action right now, they're going to take that action. They're not going to look and pretend that they can come back and do it later. Scarcity is, regardless of what you have, what other factors you have for boosting sales on your page, scarcity will cause you the biggest, most immediate change possible. So I'm assuming that you are presenting your product to the right people. I'm assuming that you have just half decent copy on it. They understand what they're getting from you, and if that applies, then scarcity is going to boost those sales anywhere, bar none. And it's the simplest thing you can apply. Because without scarcity, here's the big thing. Pay attention. Write this down. Pull out a pencil. Do something. Play it over and over again. Remember this. Without scarcity, your visitors will think they can come back anytime, whether it's on a website or on a store. The problem with on a website is, and this is what we're talking about, this means that your visitors will never come back. You know, stores are in a fixed location that most people pass by many, many times, so they actually get constant reminders in a sort of passive way. But on your website, they do not. In fact, if they did not take action on your page right then, they most likely did not bookmark your page. In all probability, they did not save your page. They did not share your page. They did not like your page on Facebook or anywhere else unless they took some kind of action on the page right now while they were there. And without any scarcity factors, the chances of them doing that is very small. Most people will do exactly what they do when they visit a regular store. They'll think, well, I'll remember and I'll come back later. And there will be no recording of that thought beyond the instant that they have that thought. They click away from your page, and they are not coming back. And if you believe they are, then you need to pay attention to what you do the next time you visit a sales page of any kind and you leave, okay? I don't know how many times I told myself I'm coming back. And then an hour later, I can't remember where it was. I don't have the email because I deleted it. And that's history, not coming back. Unless that marketer can re-engage me somehow. And then if they re-engage me, I actually convince myself that they're going to keep telling me so I don't need to remember. So there's still danger in the re-engagement. That's where scarcity comes into play. It separates the buyers from the kind of wants it, but don't really feel compelled to take action right now. Scarcity creates an ultimatum on the spot. Does that make sense? It creates an ultimatum on the spot because the viewer of your webpage understands that if they don't take action in a very limited time, they will not get the deal that they're being shown, or they're not going to get whatever you say if they don't take whatever action you specify at that particular moment. So the bottom line is scarcity results in higher sales. And you see why that makes sense? You understand now? People feel, number one, what's it like? What's the last time you really wanted something, you saw some scarcity element applied to it? What did you feel instantly? Okay, think about it. Imagine it. What was it like? Think and close your eyes and what was the last thing you wanted really, really bad and you saw something telling you you had to take action in a very short amount of time or else? What did you do? Okay? Well, number one, that if they don't take action instantly right then on that page, that does encourage them, if they really wanted to get that deal, that they will bookmark it, they will share it, they will save it somehow so that they get back to it because they really, really want it. So the scarcity element forces them to take that action. The majority will actually take the action right there on the page that are absolutely want this and feel like they're never going to get this deal again. So what's the best type of scarcity you can use? Well, there's all types of scarcities that can be used. Just think about at Christmas time, what happens, and actually manufacturers do this on purpose. they release less than what they know they need to the department stores to generate scarcity. And in some cases, it's actually caused bad results. Now, there's a lot of people that like to blow that out of proportion. One store every couple of years has a bad accident, and they equate that to all stores everywhere having bad accidents, which is absolutely not true. And but the idea isn't to say that that wasn't bad, because that isn't the idea, to get people to trample each other. However, that scarcity is what caused that to happen. People wanting a product so bad and knowing there's limited quantities for a specific time. And, of course, they also have the time frame of having to have this before Christmas or Christmas Eve. Now, you put that all together, and that creates an overwhelming scarcity. But online, you have this situation where, particularly, now, eliminate all retail products being sold online, because I'm not talking about them, but I am. Now, let's talk about digital downloads and services, okay? First, let's cover services. Services, you can actually say there's a limit to the quantity, because you may only be wanting to do this particular service for a short period of time. And on top of that, because of the number of employees you have or the amount of time you have, then there's only a certain fixed number of people that can actually be provided the service. So you can use both of those scarcities, and they're the best to use, limited quantities, limited time, to get what you want. You can also add on top of that a reduced price. And then maybe the service will be available later, but a much higher price. Okay? So that would be services. Pretty simple. Now, if you're not doing that with your services, you're losing customers. Okay? You need to run stuff because, number one, hopefully you should be doing this on your front-end products, because that's what gets them in the door, and then they become long-term buyers of your more expensive back-end products. It doesn't mean you won't ever have a sale on your back-end products, but it's the front-end products that you're doing this with, okay? You're getting them in the door. Now, let's talk about digital downloads, okay? Now you've probably been on a website where somebody said the number of digital downloads is being limited, or is limited for limited in quantity, or something really stupid. Now, and I say that with all seriousness, it is stupid to tell people that a digital download is limited in quantity. There's no limit on a digital download, and most everybody knows that by now. The computer age has been around for quite a long time. So don't use stupid scarcity, okay? Get this now, because there's only 500 downloads available. Oh, really? And then what happens if you try to download it the 501st time? Does the computer blow up or what? Now, if there is a real limit, and there is a possibility of that, for instance, if I was selling a quality private label rights product, if you don't know what that is, don't worry, but a lot of you do. But if I was a private label rights, I might want to restrict the number of sales I made of that so that it didn't saturate the market with this same product everywhere. So I might actually restrict the downloads, but I would give the actual reason why, and not some... just say that there's only 500 downloads available, because nobody believes that. Nobody's going to believe it. they know you're lying, okay? So it's not going to work. Or it's going to work once, and then the next time you run scarcity on one of your pages, it's not going to work again, okay? So what is the one scarcity thing you can always do on your page? You can put a time limit on a sale price, okay? A time limit on a sale price. You could change the price of a digital product of your own, or you could put a time limit for instance, if it's an affiliate product, you could put a time limit on how long you will have a bonus available, and it make it a really good bonus relevant to the affiliate product, okay? But a time limit works because time is real to everybody. Even though time is invented by man, and that's a whole other story, time is real to everybody. They understand it, that's a finite period in space, and when they get to the end of that line, it's over. And you need to make sure it's really over, okay? If you don't end on your timeline, people are not going to believe that the next time either. But it is real scarcity. You lower a price for a specific amount of time. You offer a bonus for a specific amount of time. You do something special related to your product, whatever it may be. Maybe it's 2-for-1. I don't know. With multi-level marketing products, it could be all kinds of things. A 7-minute workout, I can offer a free as an elite syndicate member, I can offer free trials to individuals, and I control the time, okay? But I have to control the time because there's lots of people doing the free trials. So I can't leave people in all the time. So my normal free trial is 7 days, but I might offer a longer period for the next 2 people. And so that would be a very radical free trial. All right. That's not the greatest example, but that's what popped into my head at the moment. But you get it. It's time. But how do you make that time seem like it's really gonna end? How do they know it's gonna end? Well, you've seen it, the little counters now, the countdowners. I've purchased I think 3 or 4 different ones. They all worked, but they all were WordPress plugins. They all slowed down my sites. They all conflicted with other plugins. They all conflicted with themes. None of them worked as seamlessly or even close to seamlessly as I want. And of course, I couldn't translate them onto a fixed static web page, you know, using HTML, a standard web page, not using WordPress. And that really was irritating to me. And I really understand the scarcity thing, but you need a timer like that. And that's what I want to introduce you to right now. Now, this one's got a really dumb name, but it's really the best I've seen yet, the most flexible there is. And so the time is now for you to make a step and get this thing on. Actually, right now, if you're listening to this within a few hours of me posting it, then this is on an incredible discount. That ends probably from the time I post this, 6 hours later, that discount may be over. So you really want to act fast on this. But go to wayneshower.com/go/countdown-monkey. Did you get that? Okay, I'll repeat it one more time. It's wayneshower.com/go/countdown-monkey. Okay? Go there. And monkey, yes. M-O-N-K-E-Y. Monkey. I told you it's a stupid name. Countdown Monkey. But it's really, really good. And you'll actually see the countdown for this on, not on this page, but... Well, I'm actually using it, but it's not on that particular page because that page is actually gets you directly there so you don't have to waste any time, okay? But wayneshower.com/go/countdown-monkey. You want this because, number one, it's not a WordPress plugin, but it works on WordPress, okay? Understand, it works fine. And they have a little plugin that doesn't slow down. It allows the short code to be put on your page, okay? If you don't understand short code, that's all explained in the product, but it's not a plugin, so there's no conflicts. It'll work on any WordPress site. It'll work on any web page. It'll work on literally anything you can think of, and you can put it anywhere on the page you want. That's another problem with a lot of these countdown things. You are limited as to where you could place the thing. So, The Countdown Monkey solves all of those problems and has both evergreen and finite countdowns available. It's perfect for multi-level marketers, affiliate marketers, local businesses selling online, selling your own digital products, selling your own services. It literally will increase your sales, increase your customers, increase the size of your list. It will bring you more profits, bring you happiness, and set you with peace of mind knowing you've really done the right thing to boost your sales. Scarcity is the one thing you could put into work right now and make a big difference on your pages, even on your blog posts where you tell people to go look at something. If you apply scarcity to those, you will get more people clicking on that link to go do it than you ever did before. Because remember, on blog posts, you can actually leave the blog post on and turn it off at the end of the scarcity time. Okay? Imagine that. Did you ever think of that? And now you put that timer on it, and you're going to get people nervous while they're there. All right? So that's just another strategy you can use and put this into work. So I highly encourage you. I've never even recommended any of the other ones I tried, but this one is so good. If the sale's over, you still want it, okay? You don't want to, like, you don't want to, like, hope it goes on sale again a year from now. This works. This is incredibly good, and it works on anything. It's called Countdown Monkey, WayneShower.com/go/countdown-monkey. Okay? Get it. Do it now. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Plus, it's fully warranted, fully guaranteed. So it's done at absolutely no risk. And even if you don't know you want to buy it, you do want to buy it. But check it out. Go to the page and see where they are right now in their countdown. And if they aren't, you still want it. But read it carefully. You have no obligation to read the page and find out what it's all about and see how it works. All right? This is Wayne Scherer. Thank you very much for being here. I look forward to seeing you on the next Wayne Scherer Show.